And now, finally, a break from politics. This is music from Sail Away Ladies, who performed in our studio recently. The group came together at the New England Conservatory and draws heavily on traditional Appalachian and American folk influences.
Shot out of here like a bullet in the night, and I tried with all my might, but a bullet's hard to fight.
That's Eden McAdam Somer singing and playing the fiddle. She's joined by Sarah Jarosz on mandolin and sisters Mia and Ariel Friedman on fiddle and cello. As you can hear, Sail Away Ladies plays high-energy folk, but as Eden McAdam Somer told us, they come from diverse musical backgrounds.
I actually grew up playing classical music and was a pretty serious classical student exclusively up until I was about 13 or 14 years old, and then I was introduced to contra dancing, which is a form of American folk dancing. And once I connected with that group, I was brought into jam sessions like the Irish Session and started playing with an Eastern European party band in town.
Wow.
And a jazz band. And so from there, I sort of started playing all kinds of music while I was studying classical music in school.
Wow. What about you, Sarah?
Well, I'm from Wimberley, Texas, originally. That's where I grew up. It's super close to Austin, so naturally, that's a great music community. I was just exposed to a lot of different stuff from a very early age, but I really got into it when I was about 10. I started going to a weekly Friday night bluegrass jam and just immediately fell in love with it. Mandolin was my first instrument, and picked up clawhammer, banjo, and guitar after that, and started going to music festivals around the country, and now I'm here.
And now you're here. And Mia and Ariel, you guys are sisters, so
we
tell
are.
Me a little bit about your musical background. Yes, it's true. You cannot deny it.
We cannot. We both started out young. We're from a very musical family. Our parents both play, and we have an older sister who plays and sings as well. I started playing violin when I was 6, mostly classically, and when I was 12, I saw this incredible concert of all fiddlers called Child's Play, and right after that, I started taking lessons with a Celtic fiddler, and I started going to fiddle camps all over the country.
And Ariel?
Yeah, well, I have a similar background to Eden, actually. I grew up playing classical music on cello and piano from a very early age, and did not get involved in any other kind of music until I was 18. Mia had started influencing me with her fiddle playing, so I started listening to a lot more of that kind of music and playing more fiddle traditions, and then I went to the conservatory, and I'm interested in all kinds of music now.
Well, a great blend of backgrounds. So you're going to do another song for us. Who wants to introduce it?
We're going to do Blackbird, the famed Beatles song.
Fantastic. Okay, so here we are, Sail Away Ladies doing the great Beatles song Blackbird.
Singing in the dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night, take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the light of the dark black night. waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
So tell me about the choice of that song. The Beatles catalog, of course, 100 yards thick. That's a great song, but why that? What do you like about that song?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, it's just such a great song.
It really is.
That's what it really comes down to. And, yeah. And that's pretty much the way we choose music for this group in general, is one of us will have a song that we love, and we bring it in, and we just work it out together. It's a really great communal experience, and we mostly work by ear. We mostly do our arrangements by ear. We could write out charts, and occasionally we have, but mostly we just kind of work out our pieces together and work out our harmony parts together.
Mm. Eden, let me ask you about your feet, because I didn't mention this in that last song. They're feeling good. I'm glad they're sounding good, too, which is what I wanted to get to. In that song version of Blackbird, those were your feet we were hearing tapping.
Yes, that was the percussion in that. So using foot percussion is a tradition from a lot of different musical cultures, but this particular type of stepping I was doing right now is a French-Canadian tradition where you kind of keep the beat going with your feet as you play.
All right. So that was a cover, of course. I understand you do mostly originals. So how does the writing process work? Do you all sort of collaborate, or give us a sort of clue about how that comes together?
So this is Arielle here. We each are part of various projects. Mia and I tour together. Sarah tours a lot. Eden tours a lot. And so we write a lot of our own material separate from this band and even separate from each other. And then we'll have original music that we think would work with the band. So we bring it in, and it's a wonderful platform to create a beautiful new arrangement, even if it's something we do with our other projects. To bring it to this one, it always creates a unique and different sound.
Well, sail away, ladies. What are you going to do for us to conclude?
Well, we're going to end with a traditional Appalachian set for you. We're starting off with a song called Starry Crown, and then from there we're going to go into a Kentucky tune called Johnny Court the Widow.
Take it away, sail away, ladies. Sail Away Ladies will be performing tonight at Club Passim in Harvard Square at 8 p.m. For more information, to see a video of them performing in our studio, you can visit our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our program is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, and Dina Rosendorf. We're receiving production help this week from Shannon Dooling. Our intern is Emily Zent.
We've also received help from Aisha Siddiqui. Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Around a stump, and I gave him a hit wherever he jumped, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Well, I got no skillet and I got no lid, and the ash cakes taste like shortening bread, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Over there, over there, I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there. Well, I got no skillet and I got no lid, and the ash cakes taste like shortening bread, and I'm gonna wear that starry crown over there.